bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Abraham Shape. Abraham came to serve as a volunteer for the Lutheran Hour Ministries after he had completed and been moved by our Bible Correspondence course. Abraham works with the BBC supervisor to distribute our booklets to students who live in Gardnerville, Liberia. Concerning Lutheran Hour's ministry center in Liberia, our Liberia radio program reaches out to millions of people throughout the nation. The ministry center recognizes the value of this method of sharing the Savior with the lost, since bad road conditions limit the number of people with whom we can visit face to face. A text for our devotion from the second chapter of Philippians. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Flumo is an unskilled laborer who works on a construction site. Flumo is also a man who had saved 50% of his income for the past 6 months. At the beginning of their 2 months of summer vacation, Flumo gave each of his sons, Lomani and Fan, 5,000 Liberian dollars, about $59 American. Each of the boys was to use the money to trade. The profits they raised were to be dedicated to paying for their next school term. That was the father's idea. The boys had ideas of their own. Whenever they returned from trading, they took their profit and used it for their own comforts. Eventually, they lost both their profit and their father's principal. When reporting time came, the father found out about the loss and was deeply disappointed in his boys. They had destroyed his plan to educate his children and give them a life in which they would not have to work in an unskilled job. It was obvious that he and the two boys had not been reading from the same page. I am able to tell you this story because at the time Lutheran Hour Ministry volunteers were conducting a door-to-door canvass in Flumo's neighborhood. They happened to come by his house even as he was chewing out his boys. Our volunteers listened to the father's complaints and the boys, who defended themselves by saying, "You never told us about your dreams for us." To help bring about peace, the volunteers turned to Philippians 2. In that passage, Paul tells Christ's people they should be like-minded. The apostle knew that two people can't work well together unless they agree. For God's people to accomplish the Lord's task, harmony is a great help. Deeply moved, Flumo realized God's word is true for our souls and for our families. Truly, if the Lord is to succeed and make things happen, it is beneficial if his people work together. We need to work together with the Lord and understand his plan and purpose for our lives. Then, directed by his holy word, we can pray that he will allow us to work together in reaching those who are lost and in need of the Savior. We pray. My dear Heavenly Father, please help me to walk in harmony with you, your word, and your plan to call those who are in darkness into the marvelous light of their Savior. Grant me the courage to effectively communicate your ideas and dreams with the people around me. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.